2 Kings 18. Look at verse 1. 2 Kings 18, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places, and brake the images, and cut down the groves, and brake in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. Remember that back in Numbers? When he made that serpent of brass, put it on a pole? For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and he called it Nehushtan. Look at that. You know, man is incurably religious, and he's an idolater by nature. And this brazen serpent, you don't got no potato chips on my face, bro. Probably should have looked. All right, this brazen serpent, they start worshiping it, burning incense unto it. Man being incurably religious, do you know what that tells me? I saw a post today on our fellowship group. People, and it's interesting, they were showing me pages of King James Bible, an old King James Bible. You see, be very watchful when you look at these things, because folks were talking about putting it in a frame and hanging it on the wall. There's nothing wrong with that if you don't worship it. Okay, because I don't think you're going to be burning incense out of it. But remember, man is always bent to doing these things. All right, so there's a pretty big clue right there. All right. Same chapter, look at verse 28. Same chapter, look at verse 28. Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language and spake, saying, hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Now, are you listening? Hear the great word, the king of Assyria. Now, that's important. That's in here for a reason. Look at verse 33. Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and of Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva? Have they delivered Samaria out of mine hand? Who are they among all the gods of the countries that have delivered their country out of mine hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of mine hand? But the people held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was saying, answer him not. Then came Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. Now, the interesting thing of that is the gods of the other nations. Understand, we're going to need it later on in the series of messages that we're doing now on Assyria. Okay, of Assyria. That's very important. 2 Kings 19. 2 Kings 19, look at verse 14. 2 Kings 19, look at verse 14. That's it, right? Yeah. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. The work of men's hands, verse 18 says. That's what these false gods are. They're always the work of men's hands. Same chapter, look at verse 35. Verse 35. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians, and 185,000. 185,000 Assyrians were killed by one angel, by the way. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, Nisroch, look at that, his god, that Adrammelech and Sherezer, his son, smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia, and Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. So, Nisroch, his god, didn't help him out too much, but it's starting to give you an inkling. Listen, one of the things that the mother does is lure you in through all this subtlety and then kills you. It, you know, the mother has nothing to do with anything as far as caring about you. Okay? 2 Kings chapter 21. Okay, yeah. My little helper gave me a paper towel. All right. 2 Kings chapter 21. 2 Kings chapter 21. Now, this is a phenomenal chapter. Watch how much is in here. Manasseh. Notice we're coming to the end of 2 Kings. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. For he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he reared up altars for Baal, and made a grove, as did Ahab king of Israel, and worshipped all the host of heaven and served them. This is there so much. Now this is what I want you to understand, and I was thinking about this today several times. All of this stuff that you see in the Old Testament that seems very obvious and right out there out front, it's because you have to understand what the adversary does, Satan. He counterfeits everything that God is doing. God was doing this stuff openly, the worship of him. And of course, he comes along then with his, Satan comes along with his false system through this mother, this satanic spell of a system. This, it's involved with witchcraft and beguiling and trickery, but yet it's still in the open. It is so much more deadly today. When you see today, and I'm saying this to you so that you understand how it started and what it is, because it's infinitely worse today, far worse of what the mother's doing in the trickery and the subtlety of it all. So you have to understand that. Look at verse 4. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. Perhaps also I'm trying to make sure that people's attention stays here. If these verses are here, it's for reasons. Remember Romans 15:4. Now the things which were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. All right? Verse 5. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he made his son pass through the fire and observed times and used enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house, of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. You wonder why Israel and Jerusalem to this day is like in such a heated, you might say, battle with all that stuff that's going over in the Middle East continuously. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave their fathers, only if they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they hearken not. And Manasseh seduced them. You see that? You see the mother working here through Manasseh? Seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. The nations whom God destroyed, Manasseh is now seducing Israel to do worse than the nations which God had destroyed. And the Lord spake by his servants the prophets, saying, because Manasseh, king of Judah, hath done these abominations, and hath done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah that whosoever heareth it, both his ears shall tingle. You always wonder, well, how come my ears don't tingle now? Well, it's because it's already been done. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of mine inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done that which was evil in my sight, and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came forth out of Egypt, even unto this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, beside his sin wherewith he made Judah to sin in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Man, now, you see that Manasseh shed innocent blood very much till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another? That's just an appetizer. You're starting to see shadows of the mother who is responsible for all the blood shed upon the earth. That's just not in religion. We're going to see that when we get to Revelation. Verse 17, now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and all that he did and his sin that he sinned, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah. And Amon his son reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshulameth, the daughter of Haraz of Jotbah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh did. And he walked in all the way that his father walked in, and served the idols that his father served, and worshipped them. And he forsook the Lord God of his fathers, and walked not in the way of the Lord. And the servants of Ammon conspired against him, and slew the king in his own house. And the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Ammon. Death, death, death. And the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his stead. Now the rest of the acts of Ammon, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And he was buried in his sepulcher in the garden of Uzzah, and Josiah his son reigned in his stead. Now, let me check on here on the time. Oh, this is great. I got about 45 minutes left. Now, right here at the end of 2 Kings, which matches the end of Chronicles, it is so bad. Okay? But even in the midst of how bad it was, I want to now point out to you something in chapter 22 and chapter 23 of how revival reasons, I like to think of it. You know what? Every time I'm amazed when I hear all these churches, it happens a lot in the country. I guess it happens in the city too. But I live out here in the country where I hear on the radio announcements, so-and-so this church is having their revival. I always wondered about that. If you're having a revival, that means you're dead. What else are you reviving? That you're admitting that the members of your so-called church are dead. Well, you know, you need a revival. You need to abound therein with thanksgiving. But anyways, that's a whole other subject. 2 Kings chapter 22, Josiah comes on the scene. Now, I'm going to show you something about Josiah and what happens when one man reads one book, that being the book of God, and that one man who reads that one book believes it. You want to talk about revival. And Israel truly was pretty dead here. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adiah of Boscath. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. Walking that straight and narrow. Now, the reason why this is in here in this study of the mother is because sometimes believers, when I hear them talk about it, either they're talking about goofy Jesuits, whatever they're talking about, they make it seem so insurmountable, as if this mother and this false system has already won the victory. I guess they forget how the story ends. You see, it doesn't, and people think that there's no victory, well, if you wind up a martyr. You know, you're supposed to wind up a martyr, Romans 8:36 says. So, we'll get to that when we get on the radio. We're almost there, too, on the radio lessons. But anyways, watch this, why all this is in here, and what happens, and you have to understand, the mother as evil, and the depths, and all the things I'm telling you about her, and the subtlety, and the trickery, is so easily defeated. When you just believe the Bible, Okay? That's what I'm trying to get you to see. When you just believe the Bible, it's so easily defeated. Look at verse 3. Excuse me. And it came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam, the scribe, to the house of the Lord, saying, now this is phenomenal. Go up to Hilkiah the high priest, that he may sum the silver which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people, and let them deliver it into the hand of the doers of the work that have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the doers of the work which is in the house of the Lord to repair the breaches of the house, unto carpenters and builders and masons, and to buy timber and hewn stone to repair the house. Howbeit there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand, because they dealt faithfully. Now, he wants the house of the Lord to be repaired. Look at verse 8. And Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Oh, I found the Bible. Now remember, here's Josiah, and Josiah, I moved the chair backwards, so if any of you are thinking goofy thoughts, okay, the chair, okay, it's the chair. Alright, Josiah finds the Bible, he finds the Word of God, okay, watch this, I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord, Hilkiah finds it, Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. Now watch this, and Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and brought the king word again, and said, thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Now remember, the king was to make him a copy out of this law, which is written, Deuteronomy says. And obviously, young Josiah did not have it. Now watch this. You know, so many times I see people read a verse of Scripture and they say, well, I'll pray about it. When the answer is right there in what God is telling them. You know, the issue, prayer is extremely important, but what God has to say to you, okay, is even more important. Remember that. Now, he reads it before the king, verse 11, and it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the book of the law that he rent his clothes. And he didn't have to listen to it like 100 times. He heard it. He understood what it meant. It's simple in meaning. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest and Ahikam the son of Shaphan and Achbor the son of Micaiah and Shaphan the scribe and Esahiah a servant of the king's, saying, go ye, inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book to do according unto all that which is written concerning us. Josiah knew why Israel was so screwed up. So Hilkiah the priest and Ahikam and Achbor and Shaphan and Ashahiah went unto Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they communed with her. And she said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell the man that sent you to me. Now by the way, this prophetess, this woman, Israel was at their absolute bottom, practically. That's why there's a prophetess there. Verse 16, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read, because they have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall ye say to him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, touching the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me. I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace. And thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again. So Josiah finds out that, hey, He's going to die and be gathered unto, when he dies, it's going to be in a peace. He's not going to see all the evil that's going to happen. But mark it down, it's going to happen. Now here's the point. Josiah finds the Bible. And you want to talk about revival? And that is really the only thing that revives anything is the Word of God. Not some preacher coming into some building, which is called a church, which the church is supposed to be the people. But most of the time it's filled up with people who aren't even saved. And he tries to revive them and get them into serving the Lord. And it's just the blind leading the blind and that. You know, things are so screwed up. Now, chapter 23, watch what happens when one king believed one book. Even though how the depths of this mother had her claws sunk deep into Israel at the time. Doesn't matter when it comes to believing God's book. All right, chapter 23. Let's see what time we're doing here. Yeah, 22 minutes only. Wow, good. And the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him. Excuse me. I don't think I'm going to eat before I do these things for an hour long. and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with them, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant which was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all their heart and all their soul. You see, that's the issue. You want to serve God Almighty that way. God is not interested in 80% believers. Listen, serve him completely. Would you please? And his statutes with all their heart and all their soul to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. All right, now watch this. And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest and the priest of the second order and the keepers of the door to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal. Notice, in the temple of the Lord, you have vessels that were made for Baal right there in the temple of the Lord, mixed right in. And for the grove and for all the host of heaven, and he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron and carried the ashes of them unto Bethel. And he put down the idolatrous priests. So, there's idolatrous priests. There's false priests involved here in the temple of the Lord. So this mother can have false priests involved in a building. Whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places round about Jerusalem. Them also that burned incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon. Look at this. And to the planets. And to all the host of heaven. Now, I'm going to say something to you that you're going to think I'm nuts. I don't care. Because most people, they said the Lord Jesus Christ was mad. His own friend said he was mad. They said to the Apostle Paul, much learning doth make thee mad. You know, the king said to Paul there in Acts. Anyways, I'm not mad. I'm not crazy. You notice there where it says planets? You know, that's the only time the word planets appears in the scriptures. Okay? And who was saying there was planets? Well, these false priests. These false idolatrous priests who were burning incense unto the planets. Now, just because some lying satanic Baal priest tells you there's planets, don't think that there's planets. I don't care what man tells you and shows you in what images he shows you that there's all these planets out there. You know what's all the host of heaven according to Deuteronomy? The sun, the moon, and the stars. That's it. You find me in Genesis chapter 1 where God made planets. It's not there. And that's the entire creation. And what amazes me is even when the heathen, like weatherman, will go out and he'll be giving you the weather and he'll just give you some little tidbit of information. He'll say, well, when you go out early in the morning, that bright star you see in the sky, the morning star, that's Venus. Oh, really? I thought it was a planet. Since when was it a star? Anyway, look. If you want to know, email me. There are no planets. There's the sun, the moon, and the stars. Period. And by the way, according to the scriptures, the earth stands still. The sun moves. The sun has a circuit course. Okay, Psalm 19 says. You know, the sun doesn't. I mean, the sun moves. The earth doesn't move. He says the earth cannot be moved in Psalms. He says the sun has a circuit course. That's why when Joshua in chapter 10 said he needed more sunlight when he was fighting the battle there, it says, and the sun stood still. Not the earth. The sun stood still. So what was moving? Anyways, I mean, do you see the deception here? Okay, moving on. Verse 6. And he brought out the grove from the house of the Lord without Jerusalem unto the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and stamped it small to powder, and cast the powder thereof upon the graves of the children of the people. And he brake down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord. Whenever Sodomites are accepted in a nation as normal, and they can be part of everything too, and it's normal, and they're accepted right next to the house of the Lord. Let me tell you what, every country in the history of the world that has fallen, before they fell, the Sodomites were normal in that country. Okay? And here in Israel, every time they were at their worst, lowest point, the Sodomites were just functioning out in the open as normal. You look at America and you think of that, huh? There's no new thing under the sun. All right. And he break down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the grove. Oh my gosh. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah and defiled the high places where the priest had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba, and break down the high places of the gates that were in the entering in of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren. And he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire to Molech. Look at how Josiah is cleaning house. And he took away the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the sun at the entering in of the house of the Lord by the chamber of Nathan-Melech, the chamberlain, which was in the suburbs, and burned the chariots of the sun with fire. And the altars that were on the top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord, did the king beat down and break them down from thence, and cast the dust of them into the brook Kidron, and the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon the king of Israel had builded for Ashtaroth, the abomination of the Zidonians, and for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile. And he brake in pieces the images, and cut down the groves, and filled their places with the bones of men. You know, before I continue reading, look, it's not hard to read the Bible, understand what it says, and go do what it says. You see that? All these believers out there, if they hear the scriptures, they hear it, but it contradicts what they were thinking, and they think it's hard to do. It's not hard to do. It's not hard at all. Josiah read it one time. Look what he's doing. It means what it says. Verse 15. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel and the high place which Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made, both that altar and the high place he brake down and burned the high place and stamped it small to powder and burned the grove. I mean, boy, wait till I talk to Josiah when I see him. And as Josiah turned himself, look at that, he spied the sepulchers that were there in the mount and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchers and burned them upon the altar and polluted it, according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. You remember the prophecy and lessons back? Sure. Then he said, what title is that I see? And the men of the city told him, it is the sepulcher of the man of God which came from Judah and proclaimed these things that thou hast done against the altar of Bethel. That's the prophet who said you were going to be doing this that today, Josiah. And he said, let him alone. Let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone with the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria. And all the houses also of the high places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke the Lord to anger, Josiah took away and did to them according to all the acts that he had done in Bethel. And he slew all the priests of the high places that were there upon the altars and burned men's bones upon them and returned to Jerusalem. That is revival. One man believing one book is destroying all that the mother had done in Israel. You think this is something? Wait till the Lord and King, the Lord Jesus Christ, comes back. Verse 21. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover unto the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant. Surely there was not holden such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor of the kings of Judah. How sad! But in the 18th year of King Josiah, wherein this Passover was holden to the Lord in Jerusalem. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits, and the wizards, and the images, and the idols. Listen, when you see a religious system in this world that is involved in this, what is that telling you? I remember a Roman Catholic priest I was witnessing to told me one time, our church is the oldest church. I said, you better believe it goes all the way back to Genesis 3. Verse 24. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits and the wizards and the images and the idols and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, did Josiah put away that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. You see, you're supposed to read the Bible and go do it. See that? And like unto him was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses. Neither after him arose there any like him. Isn't that phenomenal? It is, but look at the next word. Notwithstanding. The Lord turned not from the fierceness of his great wrath, wherewith his anger was kindled against Judah because of all the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him withal. And the Lord said, I will remove Judah also out of my sight as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city Jerusalem, which I have chosen. Sorry, Father. I know you. Our Father chose Jerusalem. And look at it. Now he casts it off, and the house of which I said my name shall be there. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went up against the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates. And King Josiah went against him, and he slew him at Megiddo when he had seen him. And his servants carried him in a chariot dead from Megiddo and brought him to Jerusalem and buried him in his own sepulcher. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and anointed him and made him king in his father's stead. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign. What was that? Something fell in my Bible. Hold on. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. Oh my gosh. And Pharaoh Necho put him in bands at Riblah in the land of Hamath, that he might not reign in Jerusalem, and put the land to a tribute of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim, the son of Josiah, king in the room of Josiah his father, and turned his name to Jehoiakim, and took Jehoahaz away, and he came to Egypt and died there. And Jehoiakim gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh, but he taxed the land to give the money according to the commandment of Pharaoh. He exacted the silver and the gold of the people of the land, of everyone according to his taxation, to give it unto Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abuda, the daughter of Padiah of Rumah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. I mean, what time is it here? Okay, 35 minutes. Man, praise the Lord. All right, anyways, as you can see here, I mean, it's about as bad as it gets, is it not? All right, now, 2 Kings chapter 25. I'm going to read something to you, and this is absolutely critical for you to understand. What I'm going to read to you is now the results. You see, all the stuff we saw from Genesis up to this point and how it infiltrates Israel. Remember how Israel didn't seem so bad when all those people that Joshua didn't kill and then they had, you know, he didn't seek counsel at the mouth of the Lord and all the other things associated had gotten Israel to this point. Now, 2 Kings 25 is the results of false religion. It is the results of turning your back on what God said and of just simply following the course of this world and what Satan would have you to do through this mother who culminates in Revelation 17. The mother was very active back here, run by the adversary, Satan. Here is the results of the mother's program back then in the Old Testament. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his host, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and they built forts against it round about, and the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And on the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. And the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled by night by the way of the gate between two walls, which is by the king's garden. Now the Chaldees were against the city round about, and the king went the way toward the plain. And the army of Chaldees pursued after the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and all his army were scattered from him. So they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah, and they gave judgment upon him. And they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes and put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him with fetters of brass and carried him to Babylon. And that really happened. And it's worse today. Folks today are so under the spell of the mother that that makes what happened to Zedekiah look like nothing. Verse 8, and in the 5th month, on the 7th day of the month, which is the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem. And he burnt the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and every great man's house burnt he with fire. Burn my father's house, the first one. And all the army of the Chaldees that were with the captain of the guard break down the walls of Jerusalem round about. Now the rest of the people that were left in the city, and the fugitives that fell away to the king of Babylon with the remnant of the multitude, did Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carry away. But the captain of the guard left of the poor of the land to be vine dressers and husbandmen. And the pillars of brass that were in the house of the Lord, and the bases and the brazen sea that was in the house of the Lord, did the Chaldees break in pieces and carry the brass of them to Babylon. A far cry from when Solomon built it, is it not? And all the details that they paid so attention to on that glorious day when he dedicated it. And the pots, and the shovels, and the snuffers, and the spoons, and all the vessels of brass wherewith they ministered, took they away. And the fire pans, and the bowls, and such things as were of gold in gold, and of silver in silver, the captain of the guard took away. The two pillars, one sea, and the bases, which Solomon had made for the house of the Lord, the brass of all these vessels was without weight. The height of the one pillar was 18 cubits, and the chapiter upon it was brass, and the height of the chapiter 3 cubits, and the wreathen work and the pomegranates upon the chapiter round about all of brass. And likened to these had the second pillar with wreathen work. And the captain of the guard took Seraiah, the chief priest, and Zephaniah, the second priest, and the three keepers of the door. And out of the city he took an officer that was set over the men of war, and 5 men of them that were in the king's presence, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, which mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land that were found in the city. And Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, took these, and brought them to the king of Babylon to Riblah. And the king of Babylon smote them and slew them at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah was carried away out of their land. That is the result of the mother's program. You know, you notice how I'm just reading it? Because it means just what it says. And when I read those words, I see the pain of real people. I see the pain of my Father and of my Savior and God the Holy Spirit, of all that happened back then to God's people. Real people and God Almighty let it happen because He values free will so much. And Israel chose to worship other gods. That is the results of following the mother's program. And here's why it is so infinitely more dangerous today. When we get to the New Testament, you have to understand this, or you're never going to understand the New Testament when it comes to this stuff. When you see what happens in the New Testament today, it is so far worse than that because people today think they're okay. When in reality, they're far worse than here. Because they think they're okay, and spiritually, they're doomed. Okay, still praise the Lord for the time. Man, this is great. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. You know, the one time the Apostle Paul preached in the evening and then all night and into the morning. You know? I think of my series on all authority, and it totals probably like around 15, 16 hours, even though there's 17 lessons. Every total at the time is around 16 hours, maybe 15 hours. And Paul preached like that in one session one time. One session. You know, when Moses read the book of Deuteronomy, that was in the same day. The day he died, he did it. All right. I could just talk about the Bible forever. And what I want you to see when you see all those words on the page, they mean what they say. God said what he means. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 25. Now we're coming up to a great transition here. It's going to get even better now. So most of the foundational work has been laid. 1 Chronicles 5, 25. And they transgressed against the God of their fathers and went a-whoring after the gods of the people of the land whom God destroyed before them. 1 Chronicles chapter 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 10. Look at verse 9. And when they had stripped him, that's Saul, they took his head and his armor and sent him to the land of the Philistines round about to carry tidings unto their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their gods and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. That should not have happened to the first king of Israel. That's what Saul got, though. 1 Chronicles 14, verse 12. 1 Chronicles 14, look at verse 12. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. Yeah. See, the Chronicles being the official records of the kings, you're not going to get as much details, okay? Now, 1 Chronicles 16, look at verse 25. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 25. That's right, in verse 25. 1 Chronicles 16, look at verse 25. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. There's a breath of fresh air in all this. 2 Chronicles 7, look at verse 19. 2 Chronicles 7, look at verse 19. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And he did that. We just read that in Kings, you see. And this house which is high shall be an astonishment to everyone that passeth by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. The results of false religion. It was predicted, obviously, and said right there. 2 Chronicles 11, look at verse 13. 2 Chronicles 11, look at verse 13. And the priests and the Levites that were in all Israel resorted to him out of all their coasts. For the Levites left their suburbs and their possession and came to Judah and Jerusalem. For Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priest office unto the Lord, and he ordained him priest for the high places and for the devils and for the calves which he had made. Ah, devils. Huh? Now, at least it's being, the Lord is revealing unto you exactly what they are, devils. And that's what's exactly going on here. All right, 2 Chronicles 13, look at verse 4. 2 Chronicles 13, look at verse 4. And Abijah stood up upon Mount Zemaraim, which is in Mount Ephraim, and said, Hear me, thou Jeroboam and all Israel. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and hath rebelled against his Lord. And there are gathered unto him vain men, the children of Belial, and have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tenderhearted and could not withstand him. And now you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David? And ye be a great multitude, and there are with you golden calves which Jeroboam made you for gods. Have ye not cast out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and have made you priests after the manner of the nations of other lands? So that whosoever cometh to consecrate himself with a young bullock and seven rams, the same may be a priest of them that are no gods. So there can be priests of them that aren't even gods. There can be priests that aren't even supposed to be priests, representing gods that don't even exist. You see that? 2 Chronicles 14. Look at verse 2. Do a time check. Yeah. Okay, 2 Chronicles 14. 2 Chronicles 14, look at verse 2. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, and he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and break down the images and cut down the groves. Notice this. Now see, this is what you've got to say. At least back then, you get the impression that satanic worship and the worship of Baal was known by people and was prevalent. Now, they were deceived, yes, as to the results of such worship. Obviously, hellfire. But the point is that it was talked about. Today, it's like nobody even thinks the devil exists. Nobody thinks the adversary is doing anything. All these false churches out there and stupid, good-for-nothing, scumbag, so-called preachers, they don't even, everyone's supposed to get along. All the faiths get along and everything. Look, if everybody's getting along and everything is fine, who's going to hell then? Huh? All right, now, look at 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Now, I want to show you something. This right now is the goal. The goal of the mother. Here's the goal. 2 Chronicles 15:3. Now, for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. That's the goal. A long season, you see, I want to get rid of a teaching priest without law who would teach the Bible, which would teach the true God. I want to get rid of real Bible teachers who teach truth and represent the God of the Bible. You see, that's the goal. Look at verse 16. And also concerning Maacah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in the grove, and Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burned it at the brook Kidron. Now, I'm telling you, the goal of this system is right there. And it was accomplished. Verse 3, now for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. A long season. All right. 2 Chronicles. Now, you know what? Let's just, we can keep going. I guess I hope my stopwatch, it says it's at 50 minutes. I didn't start it for late. So, 2 Chronicles 23. 2 Chronicles 23. Look at verse 16. 2 Chronicles 23, verse 16. And Jehoiada made a covenant between him and between all the people and between the king that they should be the Lord's people. Then all the people went to the house of Baal and break it down and break his altars and his images in pieces and slew Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. It just keeps going. 2 Chronicles 24. Look at verse 17. 2 Chronicles 24, 17. Remember what we're doing. This is an exhaustive study of every verse that has to do with the mother. Now after the death of Jehoiada, came the princes of Judah and made obeisance to the king. Then the king hearkened unto them, and they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers and served groves and idols, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for this their trespass. Yet he sent prophets to them,